Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This week, our friends at the Retro Report documentary team look back at a courtroom drama that dragged on for years and produced, among other things, a climate of mistrust between parents and preschool teachers during the mid-1980s.
It started out here in Manhattan Beach looking like an isolated incident. One mother noticed that her young son was having nightmares and difficulty sitting down. Authorities now believe that at least 60 young children were victimized and that the ultimate number could well be much greater.
KABC reporter Wayne Satz breaking the McMartin preschool story. Sex abuse allegations against teachers and school staff in a community near Los Angeles. Allegations that eventually included accusations of forcing children to be part of satanic rituals.
The truth about Satanism is they truly do use blood and they mix it with urine. And this is what 1,200 molested kids in the city of Manhattan Beach have told the sheriff's department.
Focus of the Nation was on this case, and the testimony of kids combined to produce what the courts ultimately saw as a horrible injustice, reality apparently bent by the distorted lens of parental fear and extraordinary media attention. Barbara Dury, contributing producer for Retro Report, joins me now. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
So this McMartin case transformed how kids are dealt with in courtrooms, but to remind us of just the spectacle that it produced at the time.
Well, it was quite shocking. Here you had a preschool that was quite prominent in a local small community, upper middle class community, had been in business for decades, and accusations were floating around that hundreds of children over decades had been molested by the teachers in the school.
321 counts of child abuse involving 48 children was the final tally. These names, Virginia McMartin, Peggy McMartin, Bucky, Ray Bucky, Peggy Ann Bucky, were all household names.
They had become household names almost overnight.
And it was 7 years, and the district attorney's office spent millions of dollars on the case. How did it turn out?
Not guilty on all of them. In fact, 18 months in, there was a long preliminary hearing, and the district attorney at the time, Ira Reiner, said it was a mere accusation. They couldn't take those further.
What we're left with at this point is that for 5 of the 7 defendants in the McMartin case, the evidence is so slim that it does not go beyond the mere accusation.
It was special evidence, the testimony of children, and that's really at the heart of this case. How does that work?
That is at the heart. What happened was the prosecutor sent the children to CII, Children's Institute International. And the therapist there began interviewing them, and they found that more than 90% of the 400 that they interviewed had been molested.
Here's Stephen Ambrose, who's a senior vice president at that organization, Children's Institute International.
I think our therapists, in many respects, started out being very careful about that back then, but as they became more persuaded that something had happened, there probably were some leading questions.
Therapy does not constitute legal questioning, at least in terms of the way the courts view it. The media attention amplified all of this. What are we left with at this point?
I guess the takeaway is that hysteria and real child abuse can exist. And perhaps if they had handled it a bit differently in the beginning, less leading, mm-hmm. less suggestive questions to the children, you might have had a very different outcome.
What happened to the kids?
One child recanted several years ago. He apologized to Ray Bucky. But you haven't heard anything from the other children. And a lot of them were 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. So what their memory is of it is unclear.
Amazing. And somewhere they carry that experience in their lives today.
Many therapists believe that it's probably permanent memories were instilled in them. In other words, they believe that they were molested.
Barbara Dury is a contributing producer for a Retro Report looking back at the McMartin preschool sex abuse trial. Barbara, thanks so much.
Thank you.